Hi everyone, Vincent here, and I'm sure you can already tell that my voice doesn't sound quite right, and this is linked into today's podcast, which is about a vital trait needed to get your ex back. Now, of course, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, but if you are going to be successful in reattracting and reconnecting with your ex, then you are going to need this vital trait, which I'm going to be speaking about today. And like I said, it's linking in to how I'm sounding. You know, I'm unwell and I'm recording this podcast. And the reason I'm doing it is originally a couple of days ago, I was trying to record the podcast, which I was planning to originally. And I will still do that. Hopefully in a few days, I will be well enough to record the podcast, but I actually wanted to and I was trying to. And I actually tried 5-6 times, but my voice kept kind of giving up halfway through. It was quite a long podcast, and who knows, maybe I will end up having to reduce the length somewhat just so I can get it out. But what happened a couple of days ago is I just couldn't get this podcast finished due to me being unwell, due to my voice giving way. And therefore I thought, right, you know, I've got to regroup, I've got to just kind of try to do something new. And it just made me think, this is about resilience, and that is such an important trait when you're trying to get your ex back as well, you know. So I've got a few points, but I wanted to connect to the point of resilience being such a vital trait to try to get your ex back, and also the resilience that I was trying to find in myself to get you some content this weekend. You know, I'm uploading this at the weekend, and originally there was supposed to be a podcast on Thursday or Friday. You know, like I've just said, unfortunately, I couldn't get that to you, but I felt determined to get something out there to help everybody listening through the weekend. I know it can be such a difficult time during weekends, sometimes through the week. Perhaps you're kept busy by your job or by other things going on, but the weekends for most people are still a time where, you know, if you're ever going to have some spare time, it is generally speaking the weekend still for most people. Okay, not everybody, but for most people. And hence that is when your mind is likely to wander more. So I thought I really wanted to get something out there, and I was unable to upload the podcast I wanted to. But I thought, you know what, I'm going to be resilient. I'm just going to get something out there. And then when I thought there is a connection here, I thought, okay, let's do this and let's get this out. So I've got a few kind of connections. I've got 3 points here regarding resilience and why it's a vital trait needed to get your ex back. So point number one is you need to adjust to your current situation. So similar, you know, to myself here, I needed to adjust to the fact that I'm unwell. I need to adjust to the fact my voice is not going to be sounding correct or strong for possibly a week or so, you know, and I've just got to accept that. I can take medication, I can try to look after myself as best I can, but the truth of the matter is I'm not going to sound as good as I could. So what am I going to do? Am I going to just going to sit there and do nothing, or am I actually going to do the best I can and try to make this work for me, which is what I'm hoping this is going to do? Now, you need to do that as well. You know, you need to look at your situation, presumably as a dumpy, and your situation is you're quite possibly heartbroken. You're quite possibly wanting to try to get your ex back, but you need to adjust to the situation that you are a single person right now. You are not in a relationship. You are not in a position where you can call the shots. You know, you must respect your ex's decision at this time. But what can you do? You know, there are plenty of things you can do. And certainly that is not bombarding your ex with text messages. You know, that is a true illusion of action. The action I'm talking about you can take, the things you can do, which are positive and productive, are actually focused on you as an individual. This is not about your ex per se. This is about you. What can you do to adjust your current situation as quickly as possible and turn a negative into a positive? I'm trying to release a podcast which links into the fact that I sound pretty terrible, okay? Now, what can you do? You're single, okay? You are not in a relationship, but you want your ex back. So what does this mean? This means you likely have more time. The time you would have spent with your ex at the moment is not being used. So why aren't you using it productively? The one thing you have right now is time. And time can be used in so many great ways. I always say to people, try to be a better person today than you were yesterday, a better person tomorrow than you are currently today. And that involves you learning new skills, going out into the world and trying your hand at new classes, groups or clubs, whatever that might be. You know, it could be just a purely social aspect to your life that you want to improve, and that is fine just as much as learning a skill which could improve your chances of getting a new job, for instance. You know, every single part of you needs to be improved, and you can use the available time to you to do this. If you decide to sit in your room every single day with your hands over your eyes, feeling really, really upset, that is not going to increase the chance of getting your ex back. That is not going to help you in any single way. And you're also feeling very, very unhappy 24/7. If you can adjust to your current situation, look at the scenario ahead of you, see the time that you have, and use that time productively to learn something new potentially, then not only are you taking your mind off your ex by learning something, you are becoming slowly but surely a version 2.0 of yourself, which is more attractive to your ex. Okay? So that is why I would say, you know, resilience is so important. The first point is you've got to adjust to your current situation. So now let's look at the second point that I've got in today's podcast about why resilience is a vital trait needed to get your ex back. And point number two is push forward through different and difficult times as best you can. So again, linking into my own current situation, I'm feeling very uncomfortable doing this podcast right now. You know, I don't feel my best. You know, my words might be a little bit more jumbled because my head's not even completely focused as much as it would have been. But on top of that, I'm struggling to actually speak. Okay, but I'm doing my best. I'm trying to make this something that you can listen to and actually find value in. I mean, please let me know in the YouTube comments if you can still gain value from this podcast, even though I don't sound my best or my most coherent possibly. You know, just let me know whether that's helped you in the YouTube comments. But what can you do to push forward through different and difficult times as best you can? I mean, I would say that somewhat links on to point number one about joining new classes, groups or clubs or whatnot. But I would say it's more so about just trying to learn that you can move forward, even though it feels really difficult, okay? Things feel really, really tough right now, but that doesn't mean that you can't live your life even to the level that you was already living it. So in point number one, I was saying join classes, groups and clubs. But point number two is more about making sure your life doesn't fall further apart by maintaining and pushing forward through the difficult times and keeping things on an even keel. So an example of that would be, if you have a job, make sure that you don't lose that job because you're having to take a lot of time off possibly, or maybe you're just not focused on your work. You know, sometimes people can get so distracted by their breakup that their work life really, really suffers and they may lose their job, for instance. Or perhaps they just feel that they can't go out to work anyway, you know, and whatever the way you look at that, that is going to make things worse because if you don't have a job, you don't earn money, maybe that means you can't pay your rent, and so forth, okay? So you have to try to push forward through the different and difficult times as best you can. It's not easy, you know? It is not easy me dropping this podcast. It'd been a lot easier for me to think, you know what? I'm just going to wait until I'm feeling 100%. That could have been a week or so, you know, with no content for all of you to listen to and hopefully be inspired by. So I'm trying to push forward through my difficult time right now, and you need to push forward through yours. Make sure you're still living your life the best you can. Make sure you're not letting your work slip. Make sure you're not having other relationships worsen. Let's say with your friends and family, sometimes people start kind of arguing with their friends and family because maybe their friends or family say something they don't want to hear regarding the breakup. You know, you need as many people on your side as possible. Respect their viewpoints, and maybe they don't want to speak 24/7 about your breakup. You know, that is why so many people contact me regarding my audio coaching service, because unfortunately, friends and family, they get to a stage where they get a little bit bored about this topic of conversation. And maybe you already know that your friends and family, they've tried their best, but now they're not so interested in listening. For me, during my audio coaching, I don't mind if you ask me the same question 100 times. You know, you need to get off your chest. You need to empty your mind. You need to speak your truth and how you are feeling. And that is just one element of what I can do for you and help you with through audio coaching by being somebody who listens and gives practical support and advice. You know, if you're interested in audio coaching, then please check out my website, www.dateme.tips. And it's all explained there about how me and you can speak one-on-one. But yeah, point number two about resilience is really pushing forward through the different and difficult times as best you can, making sure nothing gets any worse than your current situation looks at the moment. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about resilience and why it is a vital trait needed to get your ex back. And point number three is remember that better, easier days are ahead. So I always like to say that the sun will always rise after darkness, okay? You will get through this. I will get better. You know, I'm just suffering from whether it is a cold or some flu, that type of kind of seasonal illness where I know that I'm going to get out the other side, I'm going to get well again. And for you, you need to understand that you will feel happiness again. Whether or not your ex is involved, look, I can't guarantee that either way. But what I can say is you will get through this and better, easier days are ahead. So even though your head feels clouded now, even though you feel despondent, even though you don't see a future ahead of you, which is bright and exciting, I can tell you, but you will get there. You know, I've been there myself in the past, so have so many people before you. You might not feel that you can get there, but you will, as long as you keep pushing forward, as long as you keep following points number one and points number two of today's podcast, you will get to point number three, because better, easier days are ahead. You will find your happiness, and whether or not it's with your ex, if you do enough of the right things, you will live your life in a way where you become a version 2.0 of yourself, and you'll be able to attract somebody even better than your ex. So whether or not you're attracting them back, whether it's somebody else, somebody who is a better quality person for you, you will find that happiness. And ultimately, happiness is all that matters. Who cares about anything else other than feeling happy and fulfilled? If you're happy and fulfilled, it doesn't matter if you're with your ex, with somebody brand new that you've never even met right now. That doesn't matter. So never lose sight that if you can adjust your current situation, if you can push forward through the difficult times, if you join classes, groups or clubs or do something to improve yourself, if you manage to maintain your life so it doesn't continue to fall apart, so you're not standing on a glass floor and keep going down and down and down, if you can stop that, if you can stop the rot, if you can just maintain where you are and keep pushing forward, you will get to point number three. You will get to the light at the end of a tunnel and you will see brighter, happier days ahead. If you feel that today's podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.